All right, right now we're talking about the Browns to Brook Park because it's all but done. And so I want to play this clip for you, a couple clips. Jimmy Haslam is speaking. I'm a little upset that they named it Brownstown because it's for the longest time that I've pitched the idea of Brook Park to just people out there that would listen, I've always called it Browns Disneyland. Now, obviously, trademark reasons, they're not going to call it Browns Disneyland. That's absurd. But like it encompasses the general idea. And like part of the pitch that I've always had is I've used a couple different places to kind of just go off of. Like, for instance, I've always used St. Louis and what happens at Busch Stadium. I stayed at a hotel across the street from Busch Stadium once. I went to school out there in St. Louis.
Yeah.
But I went back for some reason and I needed to stay at a hotel. And so I stayed at this hotel that was across the street from Busch Stadium. And when you went to the different floors, everything was like, it looked like a Cardinals team shop threw up in it. Like, it was impressive. But like down to the numbers, for instance. So if you went to whatever 4-9, you know, like 19, let's say, then whatever Cardinals player was the most prominent 19 was then a big photo of them right on the wall as you walked off the elevator. Like, but things like that was everywhere. And that's what I've always envisioned. Kind of like that idea, Browns Disneyland, where everything is, you have hotels, you have a Bernie Kosar steakhouse, maybe you have a Brian Sipe cigar lounge. I don't know. Like, we'll come up with things, but everywhere
like
you turn.
Jerome Bettis has like a restaurant in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and everywhere you turn is just different Browns restaurants for their players, different hotels that are themed in Browns way, and everything is just basically one big homage to being the Cleveland Browns. And it sounds like they're going to get it. And Haslam's naming it Brownstown. Do I love the name? Don't love the name necessarily, but I get what he's going for.
Yeah, and apparently there's a podcast associated with this that's called like Building Brownstown,
which is another thing. So we had 10 episodes.
10 episodes where they're going to...
Are 10 episodes released or are we doing just 10 total episodes?
I think it's like 10 total episodes. So I think just one's been, I don't even know if one's been released yet. I didn't look into this.
Are we doing like one every 6 months until we actually get the thing? So, the thing's still 4 years away.
So here's the thing. I think that, I think the name is, you know, we can laugh about it or whatever. And I also think there's something funny about like, we say everybody has a podcast and now Jimmy Haslam of all people is like starting to enter this podcast sphere with this 10 episode podcast about the Brown Stadium. So there is something comical about that, but I actually think this is maybe a good move for him. Like, I guess we'll see how it pays off.
Well,
but
hold on now. Why say maybe?
The idea.
Say it with your chest. Say it with conviction.
Okay, I think it's.
You
I think,
like this idea.
I think it's a good idea because the conversation we just had in the first segment, JP, like we know there's a lot of sentiments for this team playing downtown, the stadium being downtown and all this. I think maybe the way that you ease those emotions from fans and like sell them on the idea. Now there's just gonna be some people who are like that. We hate Jimmy Haslam. We're not gonna listen to anything he says. We don't like this project. Sure. They'll just write it off from the start. But if he's trying to like sell you on why this works and what they're doing, doing something like a podcast does make you seem more relatable. I mean, it's like PR 101, like make yourself relatable, do something that people want to listen to and like share your perspective on things. And so I kind of like the idea of him doing it in this way where they'll roll out 10 episodes and give you like, here's what our big plan is for this. The Dog Pound's going to be one story. I saw this on social media today. Like, the Dog Pound's going to be like one story of just like this very steep thing. And the Dog Pound fans will all be excited. And like, so they go like section by section of like everything they're doing and break it all down, explain it to fans in a way where they can really maybe connect to what's being built for them. I think maybe that helps the process of selling this more to people who obviously are against the team moving out of downtown.
I guess I want to hear from people that are just upset with this or maybe not pleased. I feel like maybe I just live in my own bubble, Spencer, but I feel like I talked to a lot of people like yourself that seem like this is an exciting time and seem like this is a good thing. Once you get past the idea, and we talked about the actual football ramifications of this. Once you lock in to the idea of all the good this is going to bring Northeast Ohio, I think I just don't know why people would be upset. Even like, and I'm not going to get political here because it's just not really what I care to do, but even when it comes down to the amount of money that is being loaned to Jimmy Haslam, it's $600 million. It's a lot of money, but he's going to be able to pay that back with some of the taxes generated through this whole Brownstown venture, through the taxes on the hotels, through the taxes on the restaurants, through the taxes on what you end up buying while you're around there. And I feel like it's just not, I can't find the loss here. But I know people are going to find the loss in every possible way because that's just how we operate when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, my read, and I could be way off here, but like, as we've had so much time to talk about this and like process it at this point, from people that I'm friends with or people that I know that are like diehard Browns fans, and even ones that want the team to be downtown, it's felt like this gradual process of acceptance, if you will, where it started as, I really don't want them to leave downtown. Can't they explore other options? And then as you saw more of the renderings and they gave you more of like a intuitive like perspective on like, hey, here's everything that's happening and here's what it's going to look like and here's why we're doing this and downtown isn't feasible for these reasons. I do feel like people that I know have come around to it where they're like, I think this is probably for the best. There are a lot of people who I think one, I think that if you, and I could be wrong here, but my guess is like if you polled people like, would you rather watch football games like outside in the elements or in a dome? I'm going to guess that there's a majority of people in like Cleveland that actually care about the Browns and go to games that would say they'd rather watch in a dome. Whether the state, they might still want the stadium downtown, but they prefer like the controlled climate environment, which I it just makes the viewing experience better, right? Like I know that last year the snow globe game against the Steelers was like a really cool, unique thing that people can always look back at and tell their kids about, but that's like a one-off. You get one of those games maybe like every like 7 years potentially. So I just, my read on it has been that I think people have come around to it more and more and are more accepting of this being the path forward. Yeah. But I could be completely wrong about that, where people are just still very entrenched I'm mad that this is happening.
I remember at the beginning of this, now this was 2 years ago that I did the Jewish news panel. I did one this last year as well, but I did it 2 years ago and it was the early stage of this. And I'll never forget, they asked, Baskin was right there. He can attest to this. I went on this big campaign for putting a stadium in Brook Park, and then Baskin was like, how many of you guys agree with this? Room of about 100 guys, right? And only four raised their hands. Like I hope that number's come back around, and maybe what you're saying is true, where it's become more and more accepting. I feel like what started out was maybe me being on an island on this one has slowly graduated into more and more people as we've knocked down some of the arguments that would come against it. I just... Maybe sometimes people just need to see it happen in reality, though. And maybe that's the truth of it. It just seeing it come to fruition is what people actually needed.
Yeah, it's a lot of like hearsay right now and just guessing. Like people are, when you see the complex that's going to come with it and all the storefronts and things that are supposed to be associated with this, it's easy for people to just sit there and write it off and be like, who's going to go to Brook Park to do these things? But I, you know, in...
Well, and on that point, too, another thing I keep hearing is like, oh, it's going to be so expensive. We're going to be priced out now. It's like, what, have you guys been to a Browns game already? Like, have you guys paid attention to the prices that these things already are?
And I don't know that.
I'm sorry, the people that are trying to go to these games that don't have enough money aren't going to these games already.
The parking's been another one. Oh, we're going to get priced out of parking. It's going to be so expensive to park over there. Which, first of all, they're apparently going to connect the Rapid there, so that makes things a little bit easier for people if they want to park somewhere else and get on the Rapid, even if it's like two stops away. But at the same time, like, you are going to get priced out of parking and seats and all this stuff. If they built the dome downtown or they built the dome somewhere else, like that's just the nature of where the NFL is going.
Half of the fan base already can't afford these tickets. Right. And just talking for the stadiums this year,
Bills fans were up in arms when their PSL stuff was all released, like over the last couple of years, where like they were, it's going to be the same exact thing. And we're going to have to sort of combat that and deal with that. But I don't know why these people think that like the stadium keeping, I guess the only way it would have stayed what it is if it's like, we're just going to put more money into the stadium that we know is just putting lipstick on the pig, as Daryl's talked about a number of times. Mm-hmm. That's the only way maybe things would have stayed like relatively status quo. But if you wanted a new stadium somewhere, even if it was downtown, it was still going to do this with the prices.
All right, here was Jimmy Haslam on the Brownstown podcast. Here we go.
Building this dome facility, we'll go from having 10 events a year in our current stadium to having all kinds of events. And I mean, I think it's really important for everybody to understand that, yes, there'll be 10 NFL games and hopefully more, but there'll also be a chance to have national championship games in football, Final Four games in basketball, men's and women's. There'll be a chance to have the Sweet 16 here. The Women's World Cup has come to the U.S. in 31. We will put in a bid for that. So you have to think big and broad. All the concerts that we've missed that go to Detroit or go somewhere else, Indianapolis, will now come here. So it is going to be transformational.
I love how he's just talking about poaching all the ones from Indy. He's like, they'll just come here now. It's what's going to happen. And you know what? The way that we have it with Destination Cleveland, he's probably not wrong. They get everything. If they ask for it, they get it.
Not to mention Big Ten championships, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be able to have it's going to be a bunch of things now coming. There's no one that can deny that part of this. 216-474-0092. We did ask, though. I wanted the people that aren't happy with this one. Mark is not thrilled. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Just in the car right now, I was listening. Here's my biggest thing as a season ticket holder from our family back into the 70s and 80s. Going into this new stadium, they want to talk about how this is a big privately funded facility, but yet we're going to get slammed with PSLs. And I think the guy on here earlier just talked about it. But I've already known people our season.
Mark, I'm sorry, man. You're breaking up. Yeah. I think I got where you're going, though, with the PSLs. And I've told you this before, Spencer. I got a family member on Elisa's side has Bills season tickets, and the PSL, it's like $25,000.
That's ridiculous.
He shares season tickets, so he's not going to just do all that up, you know, one bump sum. But like he was debating it. It's like, is this something I want to do now? $25,000. Do I just say no thank you anymore and just buy it individually if I want to go to games?
I think Ken and Lima hit on this earlier this morning, the idea that like a lot of those tickets could just be bought up by like corporations who like then distribute them to workers and things. That's probably the direction that it does trend. Like PSLs definitely are a burden on fans, and I understand why. Unfortunately, those are going to be unavoidable, I think, no matter what their plans were for a new stadium. Like that's just the way that it's gone. And maybe at some point they can get rid of them. Like the Haslams, when they first bought the team, the stadium downtown right now had PSLs on it, and they just got rid of them. Mm-hmm. So maybe we get to a point where that happens, but you got to remember, like these owners aren't building these stadiums to not make money on it in some way, and the PSLs are a big part of that. They got to pay a lot of money back to the state now. They're going to have to pay money back to in these bonds that they get from the city. So they're going to make money on it. And unfortunately, I see why it can be pretty dilapidating for fans. Like they just feel like every way they look, they're getting hit with more money. They got to pump into it themselves. But it's just the direction things have gone, unfortunately.
We've got another shakeup in the East. We'll explore it next in Quick Hits. It's Jonathan Peterlin and Spencer German Afternoon Drive with you guys right here on The Fan.